Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 64 outside. Inside, it's a cool 55 degrees. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
I noticed that you're already
donned up
the blanket.
My blankie.
For the chilly studios. If you want a change of climate, just walk down one flight of stairs.
Yeah.
To where my office is,
uh-huh.
Where it's 81 degrees.
Okay.
And
it's fun.
I've
there's
noticed,
so many different temperature zones and climates in the building.
Yeah, and I've noticed, and I don't know if you're the same, but like there is a period of time, because our schedules are what they are, there's a period in the afternoon where I'll like, my body will just be like, okay, it's time for you to rest. And like, you know, my body wants to take a nap. I don't necessarily do.
Are you hugged in the warm climate?
But
of your office, and it's making you sleepier.
With my warm office, I find myself just sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's just like the
fading,
the warm like blanket of the air just envelops you, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of pass off into some sort of dreamland.
Did you take a nice long nap yesterday in your office? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But like, I wanted to.
Ah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm chilly most of the day.
Yeah.
When I'm here. And then, so I try to, it's the conundrum of how do I dress? Do I dress for the weather outside and what
right.
it's going to be when I leave the building? Or do I try to dress for comfort while I'm in the building most of the day? So I was kind of chilly all day, and then I get home, and then my husband had the AC cranked,
mm-hmm.
and so it was freezing in the house, yet real warm outside.
I will say
I'm putting on sweatshirts, yeah. along, you know, pants.
I do enjoy
taking the dogs out, looking ridiculous.
I do enjoy wearing the sweatshirts,
yeah.
inside,
sure.
like when it's warm outside, but the AC's cranked inside. I do enjoy
right.
wearing the sweatshirts. I think that's
okay.
fun, but.
Well, my neighbors must think I'm insane because of how I dress, taking the dogs out in 90 degree
heat. It's probably not just because
heat.
Of how you dress.
Okay, well, that's just adding to the perception. That's because I'm freezing in my house and I don't want to change clothes to take the dogs out.
Right. All right, so today we've got Setting the Bar Story, we got Free Therapy, and Throwback Thursday. We've got New Zealand rolling in with a PSA that we need to highlight. There is a thread on Reddit. Maybe we can dive into. I thought it was bizarre, and it's something that I've actually thought about,
yeah.
in the past, but never really vocalized. But thanks to Reddit, there's an entire thread devoted to it.
Thank you, Reddit.
Yeah. So all that, and we have an update from the Secret Radio Society, which we figured out that we were a part of.
Have they set a meeting?
Last week. So we'll update you on that coming up here on 99.7 DJX, including
so
your
excited.
Yeah, feel-good story. We'll kick that off coming up next. Kelly K.
It can even happen for people in Florida.
Oh.
Now, we did. Okay. We take this man out of Florida. We put him in North Carolina, but he's from Florida. He was vacationing in North Carolina.
Okay.
Stopped at a convenience store, bought a $30 scratch-off ticket along with a few other scratch-offs.
Gotcha.
At first he thought, oh, I won $100.
Cool.
That's a bonus.
Yeah.
Realized he had one more scratch, and that's what revealed the other 3 zeros. So after state and federal taxes, he's taken home $70,759 back home to Florida.
So a guy won the lottery.
He won the lottery on vacation.
That's nice.
That's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
little
making it the best
bonus.
Vacation ever. So, yeah, I'm calling that a field day.
Okay.
How fun is that?
That would be nice.
That's a dream.
To win the lottery?
Yes.
Or win the lottery on vacation?
Both. I would take either or.
Okay.
I don't have to be on vacation when I win the lottery. It'd be nice, though.
Okay.
All honey! Right. Like, imagine just taking a little pit stop. Ow! Just buy a lottery ticket. Why not?
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. There you go.
That would make the ride home a little bit more fun, I think.
That is nice.
Yeah. That should feel good.
All right, there you go. So last week we got a message. We were exchanging some text messages from a secret radio society. And according to the text messages or the texter on the other end of the line, we had been included in this. There was apparently going to be meetings. Apparently there was even going to be snacks because that was kind of a big thing.
That was kind of paramount to my participation.
Yeah, and we wanted to know like what this all involved. We didn't get a whole lot from but this texter had explained that, look, I know the setting the bar stories before you even do them. I'm the one who behind the scenes is pulling the strings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, obviously intrigued. So we talked about it. So we got an update. We got another text from said secret radio society person.
Now, another message.
Now, this person had contacted us on the phone, and we had an opportunity to talk to this person. So in talking to this person, apparently we assumed this person was a female when in fact it wasn't. That's what the communication says.
Oh no.
Says, I heard your review about the Secret Radio Station Society. Just gonna let you know, I'm a freaking guy.
Get out.
So listen.
Now I have to go back and listen and be like, oh, did we make that assumption? I didn't realize we did.
Maybe we did. Maybe we did. And maybe one of the reasons is I think a large majority of our audience is female.
Uh-huh.
And two, maybe there was voice disguise happening. Who knows?
Could be.
Three, I was mistaken as my mom for the first probably 18 years of my life.
On the phone?
Yes.
Really?
On the phone. They'd be like, hi, Kathy. And I'd be like, no!
I'm a dude!
I empathize with the struggle there.
Well, it's a young person,
and
right?
And for that, I will apologize if we did, in fact, say that you were a female. So how this relates to anybody, we don't know, other than the fact that we
were... But we're learning more about the Secret Radio Society.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So there's that. It's 6:21 here. Coming up this hour, yes, we do have a Setting the Bar story on the way. It involves nakedness.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so we dive back into our roots there.
Your natural state.
Yes. Your birthday suit, if you
Nature.
Will. Setting the Bar, small examples of what not to do. We give you these stories to set the bar very low for your day. So if whatever you do, regardless of good or bad, hopefully you can... get through the day without doing this.
Yeah.
All right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, taking off your clothes to shop at Walmart, and at Sam's Club, you're doing okay.
Wow. Hit both stores?
Both stores.
Where are you supposed to put stuff?
That's,
you have a lack of pockets.
Well, it depends on what he's shopping for.
Yeah. Well, they do have carts.
24-year-old Kyle first took off his clothes at Walmart. Walked around.
Maybe he wanted to try on some clothes there and he just wanted to cut his time down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Didn't want to take the time to take off clothes first and then try on the new clothes.
A lot of changing rooms have been kind of shut down as people are still trying to be safe. Maybe he... I don't think that was the case because he was yelling but then took off before police arrived. But then made his way over to Sam's Club.
Oh.
Did the same thing.
Did he show his card?
But
you do have
I'm
to do
member.
That. You
got
to show that you're a member at
that's
Sam's
a good,
Club.
That's a good question.
And where was he keeping the card?
I'm guessing
he probably didn't flash the card.
Maybe he kept the card, you know, in his...
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe he pulled it out of his little sleeve.
I don't think...
His little sleeve in the rear.
Doesn't sound like Kyle was concerned about the card.
No, but
the membership card.
He was taken into custody there at Sam's Club.
They went to have a chat.
Yeah.
Was he aware that he didn't have clothes on? Not clear.
Yeah, I mean, you've all had that dream.
Oh yeah.
Where you're either at school, at work.
That's a nightmare.
And you're naked.
Yeah.
It is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Maybe
it was so warm too recently.
Maybe he was sleepwalking.
Could have been.
And he was living out that nightmare.
He was.
So anyways.
Oh, he's going to be upset when he finds out.
You might be going to Walmart. You might be going to Sam's Club today.
Wear clothes.
That is setting the bar.
And your experience will be a lot better than Kyle's.
That's right. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking off your clothes, shop at Walmart and Sam's Club, you're doing okay. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly Kay.
And amazing things are happening in the medical community. A 60-year-old woman from Italy prepared dozens of... Did you see that? Yeah. She prepared dozens of stuffed olives while she was undergoing brain surgery. This is amazing.
This is awesome, yeah.
So doctors removed this brain tumor from her left temporal lobe. And while they were doing that, she was whipping up 90 breaded and fried olives in a makeshift kitchen inside the operating room. So this is why. They were trying to keep her engaged in a familiar activity to help protect brain functions like speech and memory.
Yeah.
So for her, they needed rapid hand movements.
Okay.
So this is just like, all right, how about I make a bunch of stuff? So here's what I want to know.
Yeah, I was going to say, who gets
to eat them afterwards?
Yeah.
Did they have a feast? I'm choosing to think yes. So the neurosurgeon that did the surgery, Roberto Trignani, they've done this before. So he's performed surgery on more than 60 people. Other patients, some watched cartoons, some played musical instruments, some sang during surgery.
Okay.
Just to all make sure that they were keeping all those functions intact as they should while he's doing the surgery. Just incredible stuff.
I think, what if I had to have a tumor removed from my brain? What function would they ask me to do?
Yeah.
That, you know, because obviously that's something that she's done all her life.
Right.
She's been able to do. And I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah.
Would they give me a cell phone that I could...
Probably. I could scroll
my thumb.
Yep.
Is that enough brain activity?
Maybe.
It's brainless, actually.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I would watch Ryan Reynolds movies, maybe.
That would give you a different activity in the brain.
It would. But I just would need for them to make sure that my affection for him was intact.
Ah, okay.
Don't ruin my affection for Ryan Reynolds.
Don't ruin...
That's a necessity.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, KK Show. Sports action! Sports! Which, by the way, congrats to all the UofL baseball players who got drafted yesterday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Major League draft taking place. Congrats.
Here I was thinking you were just going to roll right into golf coming back, because that's where my husband's at. He was super excited about golf coming back this weekend.
Same type of energy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. NASCAR! NASCAR, obviously the big story, banning the presence of the Confederate flag at all of its racing events and properties, which is... So, you know, Bubba Wallace is the lone, black NASCAR racer.
And okay, I know nothing about NASCAR.
This is honestly
very new information.
Me too?
Yeah.
I'm largely
outside of my realm of understanding.
I'm not a big, let's go to Talladega type of guy.
Oh, I did watch Talladega Nights. I watched that movie.
Let's go to Kentucky Speedway.
Shake and bake.
And have some fun shaking and baking.
Yeah.
You're either winning or you're losing.
That's
or,
my knowledge of NASCAR.
Yeah, there you go.
Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Right. So, Bubba Wallace... he did make a recommendation. He's like, look, you know, NASCAR made a statement, as a lot of the companies across America did, you know, a couple weeks ago, just, you know, condemning racism. And so NASCAR's like, hey, we're going to try to do better. And Bubba Wallace is like, hey, well, here's an idea.
Start with that.
Why don't you start with that? And you know what? They did. They listened.
Bravo. Props to NASCAR and everybody involved. You know, this has been a stressful couple weeks, and Phelps and I have been in contact a lot, just trying to figure out what steps are next. And that was a huge pivotal moment for the sport. A lot of backlash, but it creates doors and allows the community to come together as one.
Bubba Wallace didn't. Kidding when he says created a lot of backlash. Do not go to the Facebook page, NASCAR Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
I just did, just to it was morbid curiosity, just to see. There are a lot of comments.
I've been wanting to just delete social media altogether.
It's been very extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. NASCAR, there you are. Sports says banning the presence of the Confederate flag at all of its racing events and properties there. And then, yes, golf returns.
Yay for golf.
So there you go.
Golf! He's saying, though, it's going to be a little dicey, because without fans, the fans, you may not know, kind of play a part for the golfers. Energy.
Yeah.
Also lost balls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did see that. Where they were like, if I shank a ball, then I can tell where it goes because the crowd disperses and they kind of create a circle around my ball.
And they help you find the ball.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, ow. So they're saying it could add a couple strokes to most people's scores. Having to play like this.
Look at that.
I know. Look at my extensive golf knowledge.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because I have to against my will. Watch the golf in my house.
All right. Well, there you go. From UofL baseball players getting drafted to NASCAR to golf. Look at this. When you want sports,
there it is.
You come to us.
Okay.
Sports Authority. Golf's returning today, right? Is that what you said?
Is it? Today? I don't know. It might be this weekend.
All right.
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
I didn't pay that much attention.
It's Thursday. Might as well be the weekend, right?
Might as well be. Yay, golf.
Yay, golf. Can we all rejoice? Can we rejoice?
About?
That the once canceled event that we have highlighted before on this show in Southern Indiana is back by governor's orders, and it's coming June 14th.
I'm talking about
the Indiana Reptile Breeders Expo.
What is happening? Wait a second. That's what I thought you were going to tell me. Harvest Homecoming's back. What is this?
It's the Indiana Reptile Breeders Expo.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Okay.
I got a iguana. You got a back room?
No, listen. I don't think there's back rooms at the expo.
I don't think it's
that kind of expo.
I
know when you see breeders, you have something that pops in your brain. I get it. I'm listening to the music. I get it. I get it, but I don't think they do that there.
The Indiana Reptile Breeders Expo is back by governor's orders.
Wow.
The governor literally ordered the expo to return June 14th. So who are we to deny reptile breeding?
Yes.
Either.
I mean, that is how, otherwise they'd become extinct, right? If you don't keep breeding them.
Iguanas and...
They need help.
Snakes.
All that.
I'm trying to roll back in my brain what reptiles are.
Well, listen, I've never been
frogs,
there.
Are frogs reptiles? No, they're no.
Amphibians.
Okay.
Do they? I don't know. I don't think so. Again, I think they stay in their own lane.
Listen.
I've never been there, but I don't think there's a back room.
Listen, you knock three times. All right? Knock three times.
Not secret knocks.
We'll let you in. Only for 5 minutes. They need their privacy.
Listen. I think it's they go and they get information, okay? I don't know what kind of information they get.
You know what?
They need an expo.
They need an expo.
And it needs to happen.
For the reptiles and breeding.
For wildlife. Yes.
So it's back by governor's orders June 14th. So if this was the thing that was, there was a hole in your heart ever since it had to be canceled due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
Know that it's back.
You can restore your heart and get excited because it's happening. That's great.
All right.
I need to know if anyone's been there. I need to know what happens there.
Well, I mean,
has anyone attended?
Messaged,
I need to know.
By the Indiana Reptile Breeders Expo last year when we talked about it.
Oh, we did.
We did. I just forget.
Did they answer if there's a back room?
Hey, I tell you what. Knock three times so I'll know it's you. We'll let you in the back room.
Oh, I don't think so.
We'll let you in the back room. all right, coming up next, it is free therapy. And the subject line of the email we got from Jeff said...
The thing is, my mom won't break up with my ex.
Yeah.
Jeff, I need more details.
Well, Jeff's on the phone. We got him there. So we'll talk to Jeff next about his little issue, and hopefully we'll get some free therapy for him.
I'm confident we're going to fix this.
All right. On 997D.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, will you walk us through the email you sent us? Because the subject line of the email was very interesting.
It gave me questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, I really love texting you guys when I hear other people's issues that you talk about. So,
okay.
You know, I thought I'd run this past you.
Well, thank you.
Simply, the thing is, my mom won't break up with my ex.
When you say that, what do you mean?
I'll explain here. My ex and I were together for, like, you know, a little over 2 years, and my mom loved her. She loved her.
Yeah.
You know, she'd meet her out for lunch. She'd go on walks with her, you know, a bunch of other stuff.
Sure.
Well, anyway, kind of a bad situation. My you know, a few weeks ago, you know, my ex and I broke up, you know, not because of anything my mom did, but, you know, we just kind of grew apart.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But thing is, my mom, she just still hasn't stopped seeing her, you know.
Your mom hasn't stopped seeing your ex?
Yeah.
So they're still meeting up for lunch?
I mean, I've tried, you know, to hint that I'm just really kind of uncomfortable with her still hanging out with her. But, yeah, she just hasn't gotten the hint. I mean, I actually went to the park the other day, and they were, you know, out there walking and stuff.
They were walking in the park together?
Yes. And, you know, they just kind of, you know, I know my mom really, you know, is very close with her, but she just, you know, it's a bad situation here, and I just really kind of don't know what to do.
Let me ask you this. Did your ex want the breakup as well? Was it mutual? Or do you think that maybe she's trying to find a way back in by keeping the relationship with your mom going?
Or is your mom, like,
she just can't let go? Yes, he just doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing right now.
Well, what's bad is I think it's really both ways. You know, yeah. I mean, it was a bad thing, and I think she kind of wanted out, you know, my girlfriend. But I think now she's maybe trying to, I'm not really sure, but it just, you know, I definitely know that it's over. You know, we've just really grown apart, and we want different things.
You're ready to move on.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, Kelly, didn't you say that you...
Well, yeah. I mean, I had a relationship for 4 years. Yeah. And then I ended up still hanging because his mom and I were very close, and we would still meet up occasionally, still talk and interact, and she came to my wedding.
I
married someone else.
Was he okay with that, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
It was fine.
Well, Jeff, we're getting some text messages, 502-571-9970, much like you like to do as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can hang out for a little bit and hear what they have to say.
I appreciate that, because it's really a bad situation here. I like to kind of get some advice to see what people, you know, think I should do, really.
Again, it's tough to move on.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
It's the opposite end of the spectrum. There are some people whose, you know, moms hate who they're dating. And that can cause problems, too.
Right.
But then
now
she likes them a little bit too much.
Too much, yeah. 502-571-9970. Got a text from a listener that said, a guy cheated on me, so I broke up with him. 4 years later, I still see his mom. She says, I broke up with her son, not her.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
I mean, that was kind of my situation.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Okay.
It's kind of that.
Yeah. Yeah. 502-571-9970. Andrew, the love doctor.
Jeff, I swear. Listen, Jeff has got to get with his ex and have a conversation with her out of respect for himself and say, hey, look, you know, this is over. We're done. I don't see us ever getting back together. If he knows that for sure, talk to his ex. Have his ex have a conversation with his mom. It's going to be harder for him to get through to his mom than it will be for her, because she's kind of an outsider, okay?
Yeah.
So you're saying the path of the ex rather than the mom.
Yeah, and if the ex loves him and cares about him like she says, or apparently she does, then out of respect, she'll have a conversation with his mom, because this is causing some tension between him and his mother, but his ex can fix that.
I get it. But it is tough when you've been kind of like a part of the family for a couple of years to just walk away and not see them anymore. Like, I obviously am not the best person because I still stayed in touch. And I'd say that he was fine with it. I don't really know if he was 100% fine with it. But in my mind, he was fine with it.
His mom's fine with it.
Well, it was his decisions that ended the relationship. I'll say that.
All right.
Yeah.
Kelly, we're keeping your opinion out of this one. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm biased. You're right. I got it.
Andrew, thank you as always. Your opinions are welcome. Appreciate it.
Keep on loving, guys.
We got a text from another listener. If they want to be friends, let them. They're not hurting anyone. Wow. They're hurting Jeff, I think.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
It's bothering him because Jeff feels like he can't fully move on.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I broke up with her. I want to... A clean break. I want to move on. But my mom, she's just like, he's the one.
Now, what about?
Wasn't there a movie?
There's I don't know. Like, starring who? Give me some stars and I'll help you figure that out.
J-Lo?
Are you talking about The Wedding Planner?
Nah, maybe not.
Nope.
All right, maybe not. All right, fine.
But maybe this is like a transitional thing just to help her ease out, and maybe it's just going to take a long time for closure. If he starts dating someone else, I feel like maybe then it becomes more of a magnified issue. Is that?
Yeah, if he starts, if he moves on and his mom's still seeing the ex, then...
That's a bigger problem in my mind.
Yeah, that's definite. All right,
but if he's still single, all right, let them kind of ease out a little bit long and take a longer time to ease out of the relationship.
All right. If you want to continue commenting, you can at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and Twitter. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Saw this on WLKY. Holly Kirk, she's been battling cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Had several side effects of the treatment for the last 4 years. Most days she gets by with the support of her family and her friends. But when her air conditioner went out on Sunday, it was kind of almost too much for her to handle. So she made a Facebook post, kind of put it out there, and a lot of people saw it.
I made a post on Facebook just to my friends and family and said, hey, look, I'm really struggling right now. I feel like the world is caving in on me. And my AC unit went out in the middle of all this, and I was getting quotes for $5,000, $7,000.
In a matter of hours, Holly's friends and family raised more than $3,000 to help with the cost.
Oh, wow.
But as it turns out, that part wasn't necessary. The post was shared more than 500 times and was eventually seen by Scott Wright, the owner of Wright Mechanical. Wednesday morning, his crew installed a new AC and told Holly to keep all of the money.
You know, my dad had cancer and I watched him struggle until he passed away. And at that point, I thought, you know, this is what people need. Let me take care of the heat and air conditioning and let you take care of yourself.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And it's not the first time he's done this. He works with Shirley's Way, which helps cancer patients. So he's done this many times before. Just kind of amazing. He saw a need and wanted to step up and help her out with that. So.
Holy cow.
Pretty amazing. Humans helping humans. We like that. Feel good.
All right.
Sharing it.
There you go.
Ben and Kelly Show.
Every hour we do it. The news that HBO Max pushing the pause button on the movie Gone with the Wind. After they did that due to racist depictions, it rose to the top of Amazon's bestseller chart for TV and movies. Maybe it's just because people were like, because that hit the news, they were like, oh.
What is that?
And so they may be discovering it for the very first time.
Yeah, could be an entire generation has no idea what that movie is.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. It has the iconic, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I don't know if you've ever even heard that phrase uttered before, but that line comes from that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar-winning movie there from 1939. Now, here's the thing. I say push pause. They did remove it from their streaming service, from HBO Max, but they said that they're going to return it to the library, but with kind of like an announcement at the very beginning. That's
a
just
disclaimer.
Like, hey, this was, you know, made in a time
indicative of the time. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Kind of how you've seen, you know, even like cartoons and different things.
Oh, Disney had quite a few.
Right. Yeah. Wow. And Disney has added that look, you know, like Dumbo, for example.
Yeah.
A good example of another one where you kind of look at it now and you're like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, you know.
Different standards, different times.
With that being said, the movie's AMC theaters said they lost $2.2 billion in the first quarter due to the global pandemic.
But they're going to fully open in July, they said.
They did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and wasn't AMC the one that said,
They might not recover.
Well, and that they were not going to air Paramount movies.
Yes.
They weren't going to show those. So
they were mad that there was a studio that was releasing way too many movies for home viewing and thought it was going to hurt their business.
Yeah. So I wonder what their stance is on that now.
Not sure.
Yeah. So not really sure. But anyways, they are looking to open fully in July. And I know locally, like the Baxter Avenue Theater has reopened. And, you know, some of the other movie theaters have reopened and mostly they're just showing kind of, you know, classic movies for right now and all that stuff. So anyways, Mulan still set to come out July 24th. So
that's going to be a big one.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a huge one.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll continue as planned there. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Kelly's putting her makeup on. She's ready to go.
I'm ready.
Throwback Thursday.
It's time.
Didn't quite feel like she was prepared fully
no.
to, to address Throwback Thursday.
I'm putting my face on.
In her current state.
It's a public service I like to do, so don't scare people.
Well, for me. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Sorry, I've been scaring you most of the morning.
Ah.
It's a little late today.
Used to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Used to it. Let it come off the way it sounded.
I got it.
I'm just saying.
Right.
We've done this together for a long time.
You're used to my natural beauty.
And unshaven and unkept, you know, hey.
I did notice you zhuzhed your hair a little bit.
I did
bit
a little
earlier.
Bit.
Yeah. There is some zhuzhing like yesterday and today.
I got to be honest. Today was because I took a shower last night and I woke up and I had a little bedhead. I was like, ooh, I got to even that out. So I was like,
yeah.
Boop. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
I'm glad we worked that out.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Ben and Kelly are throwing it back. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
Man, we're going to start with a text from a listener who says, hey, can you play Doin' Da Butt?
All right. Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, wow. Listen, we had to dig deep.
I know. My fiance Jasmine is obsessed with big butts. Gotta love her, though. Plus, I've been trying for 3 weeks to get you guys to play this.
All right, here it is.
I'll tell you what.
Your hard work paid off.
Listen, we can't play the entire 5-minute version.
Listen, you say 5 minutes long. I say 5 minutes of awesome.
But we will give you a taste. Throwback Thursday. Played this song.
Who knows? They should have.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Veronica says, for my friend Amber, who just had a baby girl, because sleep is just a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. Is she talking like Mariah Carey fantasy?
I think so. I don't think she's talking what you're fantasy.
Or is she talking?
I don't know. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I don't think so. No. Go back to the other one.
No.
Go back to the other one.
So it's Mariah Carey.
I think it's Mariah Carey.
All right, I tell you what. we'll give you a little bit of this on 99.7
DJX. Yeah,
a little remix there. DJX. Text from a listener headed to the dentist. Can't think of any songs about teeth. So what about Lady Gaga because of her nose?
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Was that a compliment?
I don't know.
But I'm on board with Gaga.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Throwback Thursday.
Love.
99.7 EJX, Katie rolls in with random, but in need of a feel-good dance-it-out song.
Oh, okay. Just leaving it open like that.
No.
Okay.
like Miley's Party in the USA. All right, we got you. We got you.
All right.
All right, Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 EJX.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Pam rolls in and says, hey, it's your friend from the Outlet Shops of Bluegrass. I'm finally getting my hair did.
Oh, yeah.
Then going to work. Come out and shop. TBT. All right.
Awesome. I was there this past weekend.
There you go. So, lifestyles of the rich and famous, you can live. Throwback Thursday. EJX rolling in from Jill 502-571-9970 says, I know I bug y'all with ridiculous stuff.
We love that about you.
And I was gonna say, it's all good. We spew ridiculous stuff. But she says, I have a serious request this time. Could you play BSB song for my mama to celebrate her last chemo treatment? Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, We're not saying no to that.
Yeah, your mama's living larger than life now.
That's right.
All right.
Bye-bye, chemo.
Throwback Thursday. DJX, couple requests rolling in. Got a text from a listener. It is my friend's birthday, so I coworker Emily. So happy birthday to Emily, requesting this. Also, got a tweet from the Redbird. Meet NSYNC, bye bye bye, because of the whole mom and the ex from the free therapy sesh. Hashtag bye Felicia.
So she's got to say bye, bye, bye to the ex.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
I mean, that also gives us a an excuse to go on just a mini boy band train here.
And I'm always in favor of that.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwbacks now on 99.7 DJX. Text from John. Good morning, wonderful people.
Hello, John.
Well, hi there, John. Could you guys play Skater Boy? Hashtag. Hard for me to play.
You combined hashtag and positive.
I did.
Yeah.
Hashtag positive vibes.
Okay.
What he's saying. Okay, Throwback
I like that.
Thursday. The second verse of this sounds like
we never made it that far.
Throwback Thursday. Connie rolls in with the "You're the best." Thank you, Connie. Appreciate it, Connie.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown, and we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer,
fresh. Kelly J is rolling in. Listen, last week she had a request, couldn't get to it. Can't let her down 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, this must be serious then.
She needs that radio-friendly Lil' Kim magic stick.
Oh gosh. Let's make sure we play the radio-friendly version of this.
If you say it.
All right, Throwback Thursday. DJ X. Oh. I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I'll hit the baddest chicks. Sure they don't believe me, then come with me tonight and I'll show you magic. What? Magic. I got the magic stick. I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose once, you gon' want some more. My tongue touch your girl, your toes bound to curl. This exclusive stick, I don't share with the world. I had you up early in the morning. Crop of the low, can't stop us. Been a fiend for this, it's rockin' made hits. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minute. I speed it up, straight it up. When I ain't in the hood with my sound low, I'm in the telly working up a sweat stroke. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot, cause I can back it up. My left stroke's the death stroke. I'm Panther Magic. If I get once, I get twice, I'm the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe. Lil' Kim, before Doja Cat, before Cardi B.
Trailblazer.
Paved the way.
There you go.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. From Tina, dealing with the traffic on 65 South. Can you tell these bees to move?
Uh-oh.
I won't.
Uh-oh. No. We should let the professionals.
Like Ludacris.
Yeah.
He is the professional.
He is.
To tell those people on I-65 to...
Move. Get out the way.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Disturbing the peace, sis. Not an illusion, we run in the streets, sir. So bye bye to all you groupies and gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your ass? No. I'm doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught sober. And you about to get ran up. Go. Get out the way. Get out the way.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Get out.
Kelly rolls in and says, you guys are awesome. The dude at the stoplight wasn't expecting that solo and dance and Luna to follow. Ah, girl.
I love it. I wish there were cameras on every single one of you. I would have loved to see this happen.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Zoe rolls in. My first TBT since March. Wow. Welcome back, friends.
Yo, that's awesome.
Can I get some OG Joe Brothers?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say no to that.
We can do that. Throwback Thursday.
Told you I made dinner plans for you and me and no one else. That don't include your crazy friends. Oh, I'm done with awkward situations, empty conversations. This is an SOS. Don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line. So this is where the story ends. A conversation on I am. Well, I'm done.
Look at that, Jonas Brothers.
Sorry for the miscommunication.
The sweet boys. Throwback Thursday. Jody rolls in. Hey, tuned in just in time for Throwback Thursday. How about some Simple Plan? Yeah, we got you.
That's kind of aggressive sounding, but. But enthusiastic, too.
I mean, you have to match.
You do.
You got to match the mood, right?
You do.
Right, Kelly?
Yes, absolutely.
Sweet song. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Gina says, hello, awesome people. I have a job interview today for a supervisor position.
Oh, awesome. You go get it.
Look at that.
You go get it.
Can you play All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled? Well, all we have is this, so yeah, we'll play it.
Oh, that's it? Just the important part. Really.
Important part.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Got money on my mind.
And they say, yeah.
Yeah.
And they say, yeah.
You got this, girl.
Wait.
All right, that was nice.
That was fun. That's really all we needed, right? That was right. The important part? That was right. The message?
Yeah.
Pump her up?
That's right. Now you got it. Now you got it. Yeah. Throwback Thursday. Come on. As we proceed to give you what you need, you know I like it when your body goes bump, bump, bump. Bad boy, B2K, yo, talk to him, player. Yeah. I like your little sexy style, love it when you're getting wild, girl in the club with me. Come over here, let me talk to you for a minute. Girl, you need to be in magazines with a crown on your head, cause you's a ghetto queen, like bling, bling, bling. Come on, you fine, girl. The way you're shaking that sexy, body shaped like an hourglass. Get you to myself, on me and nobody else, and do the things we do. Maybe there is something that I need for you. Come on, baby, turn around and let me see that sexy body go bop, bop, bop. That is all I wanna see. Baby, show me. Come on, show baby, me. Turn around and let me see that sexy body go bop, bop, bop. The way you throw that thing at me, come on. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. You know we don't go into the second verse. Come on.
We don't go that deep.
We don't go that deep.
No.
All right. We got a tweet from Sarah. Give us some TBT bops. Like Luda? Did it.
Yep. Been there. Done that.
Chingy?
Oh. I'm about to do it.
All right. Let's do Chingy. I bet you thought we were going to play right there.
Probably.
Remember his other hit?
He's got another one.
He's got another one.
Yep.
Throwback Thursday.
Son, cash in the check, so I asked out of respect, would she like to explore the world of high, we can fly in my jet, her reply was yes, I seen it in her eye, mama looking like all I wanted was sex, then move to the next,
that ain't true.
But it was something about this girl's style that made me feel no regrets, we started off casual, walked through the park, candlelight dinners by dark, I'm thinking smart, whatever's thought, so I zoomed off, looking out of my phone rang, it was her in the shower, said I couldn't do it without her, then I said,
throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX, okay.
This thing right here.
It's time.
It gets requested every week.
It's time.
Yes.
It's time.
All that.
I mean, sweaty,
you know,
sticky,
the finer things.
Weather.
Check it out.
Thong thong.
That dress so scandalous, and you know another couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish? With the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spots. And you cruise to the cruise like an actor dot. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, night long, let me see that thong, baby, that thong, 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 I like it when the beat go, baby, make your booty go, that thong, 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 that girl's so scandalous, and I know I never handle it, and she's shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in the eye so devilish, she like to dance till the hip hop spots.
Superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls.
People texted in, you can't do a Latin train without Mr. 305. Oh, no,
that
we can't.
A true
no, we can't.
Statement.
We can't.
Yeah.
Mr. 305 just sitting there going, wait, what about me?
Call me in, coach.
Call me in, coach.
To infinity.
Throwback
Thursday. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, I'm a fireball. This way.
The train's pulling into the station. Thank you for all the texts, requests, tweets.
Always a fun ride.
Yep, at Ben and Kelly Show. That's one of those bits where we start, we have no idea where it's going to go. We have no idea how it's going to end.
Always a fun journey, though, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
All right, we weave our way through throwbacks every single Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 based on your requests. Morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So, you remember Courageous Carter?
Yes.
We had talked about him. He was fighting cancer, and he was having his 10th birthday in the middle of all that. And
yes.
He just wanted birthday cards. And, well, a ton of people sent birthday cards and packages from all over the world.
Wow.
Well, now he's got a request for his brother, Cash, who's turning 6 in July. He says, you know what? My brother was so supportive of me when I was going through cancer and all that stuff. I want him to know how much I appreciated him standing by me and helping out. So he's asking for everyone to send his brother birthday cards.
Oh, okay.
So we'll tweet out the post so you can see the address and send a little Cash some birthday cards too, so he can feel as much love that his brother felt.
Not necessarily send Cash.
No, his name is Cash.
Gotcha.
Yes, his name is Cash. He's turning 6, and that's Courageous Carter's little brother. And
right.
So, you know, yeah, Carter just wanted to, again, say thanks for being a great support system. I love you, bro.
Right.
So send some cards.
Good.
We'll tweet it out.
All right.
So you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. So New Zealand, the health department there in New Zealand has an ad, a PSA, if you will, encouraging parents to have that uncomfortable talk with their kids about adult internet material.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Porn.
Oh.
So they...
No, I knew that, but what do you mean about having... I understood what that was. Thank you.
What are you talking about?
Clarification.
What are you talking about?
No, I mean...
So they released this 1-minute PSA... like video about...
Are those naked people on the porch?
So it is a pair of actors walking up to a house.
They don't look like they're wearing clothes.
They are not wearing clothes. They knock at the door and a housewife wearing a robe, a bathrobe,
uh-huh,
and her hair done up answers the door.
Hiya, I'm Sue. This is Derek. We're here because your son just looked us up online, you know, to watch us.
So he watches you online?
We usually perform for adults, but your son's just a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He might not know how relationships actually work.
I mean, really, if you're thinking about it, they're saying some valid points there.
We don't even talk about consent, do we? No, we just get straight to it.
Yeah, I'm not in the bad like that in real life.
All right, Maddie. It sounds like it's time to have a talk about the difference between what you see online and real-life relationships.
Yeah, so...
Oh, it's so awkward.
I know, it's so awkward. And then, you know, the camera flashes to her son who walks in the background. He's holding a laptop and a bowl of cereal and drops the bowl of cereal because he sees the people he was just looking up on the internet.
Oh, my God. No judgment.
Yeah, no judgment. And then the mom, like, gets into... Like, hey, what you see on the internet isn't real life.
Well,
you know?
And hey, let's monitor what your kids are looking up online.
Sure,
how about
exactly,
that? Let's know what your kids are looking at.
So New Zealand rolling in with a PSA.
That is an interesting way to make that point.
We'll tweet it out. It's pretty funny at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah,
attractive actors, by the way.
I mean, not that I've ever gone to those websites, but they typically are. So I came across this Reddit thread.
Uh-huh.
And it is like, it was on an Ask Reddit thread, right? But
okay.
But it morphed into a confessions of a window washer. Like, you know.
Oh,
you know,
I bet they see some things.
Exactly. So it's window washers, people who have jobs that are like cleaning the outsides of these buildings, these skyscrapers and these buildings and these high rises.
And you're like, oh, they probably just see a bunch of like corporate meetings.
Yeah. And you know, you probably hear about them when they dress up as superheroes and do like the children's hospital.
Absolutely.
And things like that.
And that's amazing.
But this Reddit thread dives into some of the things they've seen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I'll take some of the more tame ones.
Private meetings.
Yeah, like, you know, so this one, I can't, there are some that I'm just like, I can't even begin to talk about, but this
without
other one,
getting in trouble.
Yeah. So this one where it was like, we were on a 38 story high rise, a couple contractors and myself. Reviewing glazing and sealant bead and all this. We came down upon a window where a woman was grooming her bikini area.
Oh, now, wow, at the office?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, well, it was like in an apartment.
Oh,
it was,
apartment.
It was
okay.
Apartment. Yeah.
Oh,
so, anyways,
wow. Well, that's
and,
an invasion.
And
of
so
privacy.
He says we are always taught to see something in, when we see something inappropriate to look away.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Because especially in that particular sense, they're at home.
Right. Exactly. And so he says, apparently we looked so far away, we missed the metal flashing lip of the next level down. Our swing stage tilted one way and swung back, and all three of us banged our heads into the lady's window.
Oh no!
The glass didn't break, but it sure scared the lady.
Oh gosh!
Another one. This is like confessions of a window washer.
Yeah.
A rotund lady was pooping while I was doing high-rise window cleaning.
Oh, my gosh!
You don't expect to have a close have that close to the window when in the bathroom on the 12th floor. How did I know she was doing that and not peeing?
That's what I was asking.
I just knew. It said I just knew.
Now I'm thinking she's straining in her face.
So then there's another one that's little bit different. It's like my maternal grandfather was a window washer back in the 30s. He saw my eventual grandmother on the other side of the glass.
Oh, see? Found a soulmate.
There you go.
That's precious.
Yeah.
Love that.
I know.
There's balance. There's balance there.
I had a friend, and she worked as a window cleaner. She saw one of her classmates when she was younger making out with a Barbie doll. Confessions of a window cleaner.
Well, how else are you going to learn?
Yeah.
Honestly.
So, anyways, this thread is wild. I mean, everything that you could possibly think you would witness looking in some random stranger's window.
There you go.
It's happened.
That's great.
Which, I don't know if you've got any sort of stories or any window washers maybe listening, but at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. And we'll,
fun stuff.
And we'll share the thread there at Ben and Kelly Show. I didn't know this was as serious as apparently this survey makes it sound. It's 99.7 DJX. You're like,
what's so serious?
What's so serious? Bathroom wars with your significant other? According to a survey, 70% of current couples are in the middle of a bathroom war. And 20% admit to ending the relationship because of it.
They end it?
Because
over
of
bathroom habits?
Bathroom habits.
OMG. Just get some poo-pourri and problem solved.
Not even that.
Not just that?
Not even that.
What
so for
it?
Guys, it's hair in the drain.
Oh, doesn't wash it down after trimming the beard or something?
Well, no, that's for guys. So like they're upset with their partner's hair.
Oh, the ladies.
Hair. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Left in the drain.
Okay.
And women, the mess, the smell,
uh-huh.
All of that.
Toilet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Got it.
But ending your relationship because of it.
That's aggressive.
Holy cow.
Like, on the scale of things.
Well, that's one of those things. That's like a rite of passage for a relationship. It's like, you know, how far are you in your relationship? Have you seen each other go to the bathroom? Like, is that, are you to that level?
I've been married nearly, 14 years? Almost 14 years. And I feel as though we still tend to give each other the space to do that on our own.
Okay.
I mean, there's been the time where I'm putting away clothes and he happens to be in there peeing.
Right.
That happens a lot.
Okay.
Because I have to pass through the bathroom to get to the closet.
I get it.
Yeah.
I
just
get
logistics
it.
Sometimes.
So 20% though are done.
Wow.
After the bathroom habits.
That seems a little shallow to just cut the cord, say we're done. I'm out.
I will say the biggest thing that my wife gets upset about for me is beard hair.
Sure.
Beard hair when I trim it up.
I get it.
I like
you don't wash it down, you forget.
Well, no, I try to get it, but there's just so many of them.
Oh, okay.
You know, sometimes I don't get them all and it's like
I need you to be more thorough.
It's like pepper on the bathroom sink. Mm. You know, you see it just every little which way. And then probably the next thing is, you know, the smell. Not to get too personal.
Again, I have a healthy supply of poopery.
There you go. There you go.
That stuff works.
Here's the thing. You got to actually use it because we do too, but I just don't use it.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
So with everybody working remotely and still like dipping their toe back into the workplace for some, there is now websites that are offering the sound of colleagues for those working at home to get an experience of what it would be like to be back in the office. Weird, right?
Do we have an example?
thing. I feel like you could have just pulled up these sounds on YouTube.
Probably.
And played them yourself. I didn't feel like there needed to be an actual business.
I feel like not necessary.
You know, maybe you have that playing on your smart speaker or something just lightly in the background. I don't know if you're really missing the office life.
I feel like it would be the opposite. It's been a nice break from it at home. You have the atmosphere you want.
Without the phones ringing?
Yes, you can control it and are probably able to concentrate better from that perspective. Now, if you got kids.
And the people coming by your desk. Right. Well, now it's your kids now coming by your desk and going, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that?
So, or the people that just want to come and take a break and chat.
Yeah.
Have lingering chats when you have things to do.
So apparently that's a thing. For those of you who wonder what we do when the songs are playing, Kelly looks up popcorn facts.
Well, listen. I didn't just come up with that idea on my own. We have services that compile interesting things for us.
Let's give the audience some popcorn facts.
Listen, this is mind-blowing information. We put it on the website.
All right. Let me hear it. Have I been popping popcorn wrong?
We've all been doing it wrong because we were not paying attention to the popping hints on the bag.
So
where it says.
Okay.
For best results, preheat the microwave oven by heating a cup of water for 1 minute on high and then take that out before you pop the popcorn. Anybody been doing that? Anybody?
I can say that I have never once done that.
Couple of reasons for that. To reduce the amount of unpopped kernels in the bag, because how annoying is that, right?
Okay, right.
And to make them fluffier.
Okay.
When they're popped. Mind-blowing information. You're supposed to prep the microwave first. With a cup of water for 1 minute.
Wow.
And then take it out before you put the bag in.
Interesting.
I know.
The more you know.
Hot tips. Hot popcorn tips.
Popcorn tips. Is
you apply that, let me know how it works. See if it's better.
So you're not going to try it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Later. Okay. I prefer for someone else to do the heavy lifting. I told you the tips.
Right.
That's my part.
Kelly's contributed.
Somebody else do the work.
I'm done. You do with what you will with that information. All right. Just know that it's out there.
Put that out there.
Know that it's out there.
All right. Hot tips.
There you go. If you missed anything on the show, catch up on the podcast, WDGX.com. Click listen. Everything from free therapy, my mom won't break up with my ex, to the naked shopper, to the New Zealand PSA.
A couple more tips I missed.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen. Shake bag before opening for even salt distribution, okay?
I feel like everybody does that anyways.
For crispier popcorn, pour the contents of the bag into another serving bowl. Not everyone does that. They just eat it straight from the bag.
Right, okay.
Pour it in the bowl. Okay, hot tips.
You done?
Yeah.
I would hate to cut you off again when you're
some popcorn
delivering your popcorn tips.
You learn stuff.
It's right.
You learn stuff.
Learn valuable.
This didn't have anything to do with the animal kingdom either.
Stuff.
Look at that.
I know. I don't have any popcorn mating sounds to play here.
We don't.
Don't.
Nope.
All right, guys. That'll do it for us. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.